Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all excuse the fresh start, people, all right? I'm not the same. Cause your word has changed me. It is hidden in my heart. My life has a fresh start.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. I shall rejoice. I got to make it personal. I shall rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. So we thank God for another work week. Thank him for another opportunity that he has given us. A new Monday. It's another Monday. We are grateful. I am grateful to God for this day. Amen. Those Mondays seem to come so quickly. This seems like time is moving so rapidly. But thanks be to God. Who gives us the victory. Amen. I pray that you are walking, like the song said, walking in freedom, walking in boldness. Amen. Just walking forward and allowing the Lord to have his way in your life. Things might not be exactly what you want them to be, and they're not perfect, and everything has not fallen in place exactly the way we want it to. Amen. It has not. But guess what? God is still worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He's still worthy to be praised. And so what you want to do is we want to make sure we give God the glory that is due his name. Amen. He's worthy of it. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. It's Monday and we're grateful. So just a couple of things to mark your calendar by. You know, Resurrection Sunday is just in a few weeks. Amen. The first Sunday in April is Resurrection Sunday, and I tell you, the time is just moving so rapidly, Feel like we just had Watch Night Service bringing in the new year. And now we're already on the doorstep, as my mother would say, on the doorstep of Resurrection Sunday. And so prepare yourselves for Resurrection Sunday. I pray that you will find people to invite to bring with you. Amen. We're going to have three services that Sunday. Our first will be at 7 a.m. At our East New York campus. And then we'll have two services at the Spring Creek campus, one at 9:30 and one at 11:30. And I'm praying that you will find your way into the house of the Lord. You will bring someone, bring people, bring the lost, unreached people with you so that they can hear the gospel of grace. They can hear that God loves them with an everlasting love, and that they should make a decision to follow Jesus. Amen. 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 And so you make sure that you mark your calendar. Amen. For that, our Passion Week services are coming up, and they begin March 28th, which is that Wednesday, before Resurrection Sunday. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll have our Passion Week services there at our church in the East New York location on Wednesday and Thursday. Then Friday, we're going to have a concert and at the Spring Creek location. And so we want you to come and be a part of all those services. On Wednesday night, we have Bishop Michael Turpin. And then on Thursday night, we have Bishop Liston Page Jr., who will be bringing the word. And so we're grateful. Both of these men are powerful preaching men. You will be blessed to come and be a part of what God will be doing on those nights, ministering to us as we remember the passion of our Christ. Amen. 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 So make sure you are there this Wednesday. We will see you for our recharge service. We're going to continue to talk about salvation, taking our recharge service, our Bible study, which is really what it is. It's an opportunity for our Bible study on Wednesday. And we are walking through the doctrines, the teachings of our faith. So we're going through salvation now. What is it? How do we get it? Can we lose it? All of these things are so important as we are moving forward. What do we believe in our Christian faith about salvation? And so you come on out and be a part of what God is doing here at Hope City. Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm grateful to God for another opportunity. So this week, as you prepare yourselves to step into a brand new week and get ready for the Lord to use you, to bless you, I want you to give the angels that God has assigned you, I want you to give them the freedom, release them to do their work. I want you to release them to do their work. It's time for the angels that the Lord has provided for you, that you let them loose to do the work that they have been ordained by God to do. So often we just do not engage in the spiritual realm as we should, as we know it's necessary. And so I want you to release your angel. Release your angels to war on your behalf. Release your angels to minister to you in the spirit. Release your angels to take charge of the areas wherever you're going to be. Take charge of the spiritual realm in my home and at my job, my cubicle, and my office, wherever you might be. Release those angels to take charge, to war on your behalf. The Bible says that the angels of the Lord encamp around those who fear him. Well, why are they there? Why are they around you? The Bible speaks and says that he will give his angels charge over you. Speaking of Jesus, he says, and the enemy uses this scripture in talking to Jesus when Jesus was being tempted by Satan for 40 days in the wilderness. He says, what are you worried about? He'll give the angels charge over you. to keep you, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And I believe that's a picture even unto us, because Jesus, remember, God in the flesh, doesn't need angels to keep him. He is God, and he's God in flesh. And so he doesn't need the angels to keep him. And I believe that he's also speaking and giving direction to us, that the angel of the Lord, number one, is already encamped around us because we fear the Lord, and those angels have been given charge to keep us in all of our ways. So we need to release our angels to do the work that they have been created by God to do on our behalf. Amen. Let them go. Move them forward. Allow them. Make the moves that they need to make. Allow them to open the doors they need to open. Speak to the angels. Speak to your angels, and allow them to work on your behalf and to do the things that you need done, that you need opened up in the spirit realm. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to pray right now. We're going to ask the Lord to give us boldness and wisdom, guidance, give us discernment, give us all the things that we stand in the need of. And as God will open those doors and make those ways, that we will begin to walk in the newness of life. We'll begin to walk into what God is calling us to, what God is saying, what God is doing, the doors that God is opening. Because God is opening major doors for you. He's doing things. And it's time for you to now be bold and step into the glory of the Lord and what the Lord wants to do in your life and in the life of your children, the life of your spouse, the life of those who are connected to you. Just release those angels to be a blessing in all those areas. Father, we are so grateful. We are so grateful for all that you have done, for all that you are. We are grateful for who you are and grateful for the doors that you open and the ones you close. Grateful for the power that you reign in. Thank you for being all-powerful. Thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way, where the doors are closed and where things don't seem to be lining up. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you would be glorified in all that we do. I pray, God, that as we open our hearts in this moment, that we believe you to do what only you can do. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you would minister life to your people, that, God, you would speak to us, not let us walk down a road that keeps us away from you, but that you would get us on the road, God, that is exactly the direction and the place where you want us to be. And God, I'm praying now that you would give us wisdom and strength, boldness, to release the angels that you have assigned to us. God, release those angels to war on our behalf. We release those angels to open doors on our behalf, to give us favor, to make things happen where we cannot make them happen. Release our angels, Lord God, to make the difference in our movements on today. And Lord, we bind the hands of the enemy. We bind the enemy that would attempt to keep us in the same posture where we are. And God, we release your power in every area of our life. And we thank you. We bless you. We give your name glory, honor, and praise. For you are worthy by yourself. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would simply fail. So we thank you for walking with us and talking with us, keeping us and making a way for us. We thank you, God, that our angels are moving on our behalf and giving us strength to endure the day, the week, the month, the years that are ahead of us. We thank you. We bless you and praise you. We ask you to have your way. Be glorified in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. And you walk in your favor, knowing that the angels of the Lord are going out ahead of you, and they're doing war on your behalf. We love you with the love of the Lord, and I will speak to you on Wednesday. Bless you.